Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, it's Dr. David. Welcome to episode 138 of the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Actually, a lot more than that. I'm actually standing right outside of Yosemite National Park in the beautiful state of California. I'm looking right at the river that flows through Yosemite, the Merced River, and I'm looking up at these mountains. I'm not right in the park now. We stayed just outside the park, so I'm just gorgeous and beautiful. If that's redundant, I don't care, because it's just, there are not enough words to describe how beautiful this place is. If you've never been to Yosemite, I'm going to give it my highest recommendation. I've been here before, and I'm back again with Yoko, and it's just incredible. So I want to share something with you. Yesterday, as we were taking a hike, I did a lot of thinking, and I learned a lot from the trail, and it's kind of a metaphor for life, and I want to share this with you because I am 100% sure I'm going to be able to help you with your life today in this episode. There's no question in my mind, so hang in there. Just a few shout-outs real quick before I get into it. I want to give a shout-out to my good friend Ed Margolin and his wife Mary, actually. Yoko and I were fortunate enough to be able to stop off at their little store called Encore on the way to Yosemite from San Francisco. And when somebody is in kind of my travel route, I'll do everything I can in within my power to be able to stop off, whether it's to have a meal with them or just even a short visit. With Ed, it was just a short visit. We didn't have a whole lot of time. We were definitely on a schedule. But we didn't have enough time to get by his store, Encore, which, by the way, was a really cool place. They have costumes and dance accessories and shoes, and I don't really know enough about dance to even give the store any justice, but it was, let's just say, it was a really cool place. I could have stayed there for an hour trying on all the different wigs they had there. But we got some good pictures and got to get some good hugs, which was really, really cool. A couple more real quick shout outs. You know, we did the Beta Breakers race this past Sunday in San Francisco, which it's probably perhaps my favorite day of the year when Yoko and I travel to San Francisco and run this 12K foot race. It's more of a party than a race because people are just dressed up in costumes and there are a lot of people running naked. That was not me. No, I didn't run naked, but it doesn't matter whether you can run, walk, or crawl this thing. It's an incredible experience. And I know last year for my 60th birthday, we had a bunch of people that came out and celebrated with us and did this race with us, including, I want to give a quick shout out to JU. Still, it's been a year. We miss her. She came all the way from Australia to run this race with us and to hang out and to do a little meetup for dinner. So I'd like to see if we can get some people together on next year, 2017. Look at your calendar. This race is always run on the third Sunday of the month. So if you look at your calendar, kind of put a hold on that weekend if you can, and we'll talk more about that later. I also want to give a shout out to, for the Beta Breakers race, the Race Expo. One of my favorite parts of doing a race is several days before each race, if it's a major race, they've got a big expo where a lot of vendors come in from all over the place and talk about it. By the way, I'm out on the road here, so even though I'm by the river and looking up at the mountains, you're going to hear an occasional vehicle come by, so just bear with me on that. I know it's all right, but just bear with me. But one of my favorite parts is going to the Race Expo and just seeing and trying out a lot of the cool products that are out there. That's one of the ways I kind of learn about new things. And I want to give a shout out to my friend Chuck Gruber, who is, I'm not sure if he's the owner. If he's not the owner of this company, he sure acts like the owner. And I think it's great to have owner mentality. So again, I'm not positive if he owns it or just is some high up guy there or just takes so much pride in this company that he just loves it. But it's called reflectyourgear.com. And I know I met Chuck about a half a year ago when I ran you might remember I ran the Rock and Roll Marathon in Las Vegas after my big Las Vegas conference, and they had a little booth in the expo there in Vegas. And what they do, they have these strips of it's a little bit hard to describe, but just picture like a strip of material, kind of small. You peel it off and you put it on a backpack, your running shoes, it could be your clothing, your back of a jacket or something like that. And what it does, it reflects yourself. It makes it so if somebody is, like a headlight is coming towards you, it will reflect you in the dark, so there's no way anybody's going to miss you. And it really makes it incredibly safe to be out on the road after dark. And even if you're hiking on a trail, it reflects your gear. Put it on a backpack. It's really, really cool. So I got one or two of these last November from Chuck, and I've had it on my Camelback ever since. And I saw him again a few days ago at the expo. He gave me a few more, and he also shined a flashlight way on the other side of the room at one of these strips that he put up on the wall. It was really far away. The thing reflected back incredibly. So I'm going to give this company a really, really high recommendation. I love it. These are not expensive at all. So instead of going out and buying reflective gear and spending a ton of money on making sure your shoes are reflective and your backpack or whatever you may have is reflective. It's probably even great for like bicycles or bike seats, anything like that. Buy just a few of these little strips, put them on your backpack or your bike or your shoes or whatever you may have. And I was thinking about actually putting one on my cat or my cats. And so if it's a dark room, all I have to do is shine a flashlight out there and find my cats anywhere in the house. I don't know if that's really what they're made for, but it would probably work. But to find out more about these, and I want to make it very clear. Well, let me tell you where to go to find out more. ReflectYourGear.com. That's ReflectYourGear.com. I don't get paid a penny for this. I don't even wish I did. I can give you my honest recommendations for products, and I'm not getting not getting money shoved in my back pocket to talk about a product that I don't like. And I think that's really fair for you, because if I see something that I like or use something that I think is really going to be good for you, I talk about it. And yeah, if they want to send me a big check, that's fine. It's not going to change my opinion. If I think a product is not good, no matter how much money somebody pays me, I'm not going to go ahead and pimp it on my show. I'm just not going to do that. So thanks, Chuck. Good seeing you again. And I hope your product does really well, because it's just a great little company, I can tell. Also, a quick shout out to MRM protein powder, veggie protein powder. I love the company. I've been talking about this for quite some time now. I know some of you have bought the protein powder. It gives me a ton of energy when I'm, I have a big shake every single day, but when I miss one day, I really can feel the difference. I just feel like I'm just lacking some type of energy. So MRM was there. Also, I got to meet the guys that work at that company. Just another just great group of people. I love surrounding myself with good people. It just feels right. It feels right doing business with people that are just in alignment with me and alignment with you. So just a quick shout out to those companies. I love them. And I give them my highest, highest recommendations. If you want to find out more about some of the companies and some of the products I recommend, and again, as of right now, I'm not getting paid a penny for any of these that are on my website. Just go to davidmaddow.com, DavidMaddow. If you forget how to spell it, you can just remember I'm Mr. Vegan, VAYGAN. So if you go to vegan.com, because I'm a vegan. I'm a vegan. I don't eat no meat. I'm a vegan. VAYGAN.com. Find my products. They're not even my products. Find the products that I recommend on my page there. Okay, so let me talk to you about something I just learned on the trail yesterday. Yoko and I were hiking in Yosemite, and there was a point where she went ahead, and we just kind of wanted to do our own little thing, and we go at our own pace sometimes, and that's totally fine. You know, we respect each other's pace, and we don't have to be walking along a trail holding hands every second and going at the exact same pace. So she went ahead a little bit, and I started doing some thinking, and I started realizing that being on a trail in the wilderness is very similar to life. Like, you know, we're all on trails, whether you're actually walking in the woods or whether we're not walking in the woods, we're all on a trail of life. And there's so many similarities I was thinking about yesterday. Like, for example, when you're on the trail, you pretty much better know where you're going, because if you don't know where you're going in the woods, you're going to get lost. You're going to run out of food. You're going to get hungry. You're going to get maybe hyperthermic. Something's going to happen to you, and it's not going to be good. I guarantee it. It's happened to me on the trail in the past, and it wasn't pretty. I've ended up in the hospital because of lack of preparation on the trail. In the Grand Canyon, that happened to me. And life is the same way. I mean, I'm thinking to myself as I'm on this trail yesterday, I was not on the right trail, or maybe even no trail, growing up and going through high school. And I was just kind of waking up every day and kind of just doing what I was doing and not having any direction. And that could be dangerous. Just like being on the trail in the wilderness. If you're not sure where you're going, I mean, God, I had no direction, and I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do as far as even going to the right college. And that even as I got older and older, went to college, and I, thank God I did okay and went through dental school. But even through dental school, I think I had no real direction. I think I was off the trail so many times, and so many times I could have gotten injured, or maybe even worse than injured. It just I got married, and you know about my story about being married. I had many, many good years of marriage. But then about halfway through, I think I was way off trail. And I was just kind of, I certainly did not have a compass with me. And I certainly didn't have a map, and I didn't have the right clothing, and not even the right food. If I kept going that direction on that trail, I would have suffered some kind of horrible tragedy, like hyperthermia, hypothermia, starvation, falling off a cliff somewhere. I was totally on the wrong trail there, for sure. And I finally realized I needed to get off that trail and take some time and stay off the trail just for a little while until I got back on, and with total direction. And I can honestly say to you right now, I'm on the correct trail. And now I'm on many different trails, as you know, but every trail I take, I feel is the right one. And if I'm on a trail that just doesn't seem to be leading me in the right place, I get off of that trail and I get onto the correct trail. I'm looking up at these mountains right now. As I said, I'm just outside of Yosemite National Park. I'm not really in the park, but I'm looking at these really cool mountains that are like right rising above the river, the Merced River. And there's no real trail that I can see. I don't think these are like hiked. People don't really hike these mountains. They're just kind of, for lack of a better term, kind of in the middle of nowhere. So there's no like real clear trail, but I'm thinking to myself as I look at the top of these mountains, I'm pretty sure I could figure out a way to get to the top. Now, a lot of times when I'm on the trail in the woods, it's not only looking at the compass or looking right ahead, you know, maybe a few rocks ahead of you, but not looking a few feet ahead, but it's looking way ahead and trying to just in your mind figure out how you're going to get to that point. And many times, if you're a hiker, if you're a backpacker, you know that the way to the top or the way to the end, your end point, is not necessarily the way. It's not a straight line, because a lot of times if you go in a straight line, you're gonna reach a cliff, you're going to reach an obstacle that's impossible to get around. So a lot of times there are twists and curves and trails. And I'm looking up at this mountain now, and I kind of have an idea how I would get to the top of it. And it's certainly not running straight up the mountain. That would be impossible. I'd fall, I'd hit rocks, I'd run into trees. It would be impossible. But I'm looking around and I see kind of like, yeah, I'd kind of go to the right a little bit and swing around a little area that would be impossible to walk through, swing around that and kind of go all the way over to the right and maybe up the spine of this mountain, and I think I'd get there. So my point with that is, yeah, sometimes it's not crystal clear and it's not a straight line. And I've had many, many detours in my trails through life, and I'm sure you have too. But I think the most important thing is to make sure we're on that trail. I've spoken to many of you, especially over the past month or two, and I feel like I've gotten to know a lot of you personally. You've messaged me, you've contacted me in some way. And by the way, you know how to get me. If you know my name, you know how to find me. But I feel that there's bunch of you out there that are not sure if you're on the right trail of life. You're working really hard, and that's good. It's good that you're working hard, but life is not all about work, work, work. Make more money, make more money, make millions and millions, and then once you have the millions, make even more. Hey, that's not what life's about. I've told you this before. I'm going to say it again because I just feel so strongly about this. I know many multimillionaires that are just miserable in their lives. There's nothing going on. I mean, yeah, they've got a family. They work every day. They work hard. They bring home a ton of money. And if I looked in their bank account, they'd have more zeros in their bank account than I would ever have in my entire life. But you know something? I will guarantee that I'm having a much better time in my life. Because I'm crazy. I do crazy, weird things. I mean, look, I'm out here standing right by this river. It's not crazy, but while most of the people I know are back home working. And let me make this very clear. I have nothing against work. Work is important. We need to work. I have my own business. I work really, really hard, but I designed my life in such a way that I don't have to be tied to an office 5 days a week from 9 to 5, and I look forward to the weekends, and oh my God, when I get to take my 2 to 3 weeks of vacation a year, those are like the best days of my life. No, I designed my life in such a way that I really enjoy every single day. Because even when I'm working, I work with my MacBook wherever I go. I work with, as long as I have a MacBook and a phone and a decent internet connection, which by the way, I don't have here. I don't have a good internet connection here. But it's actually kind of cool that I've just kind of not really been online much over the past 3-4 days since we've been in Yosemite. Yeah, there's a couple times when I called a connection and I did a Periscope broadcast from the trail, and that was pretty cool. But it's really, really nice and refreshing to just kind of kick back and not have an internet connection. Yeah, I'm looking up at these mountains and the sun is starting to come out, and it's just beautiful. And I, right now, looking up, I am pretty darn sure that I have the path, I have the trail in my mind to get to the top. And I just think back, did I waste, I don't know, 45 years of my life not being on the right trail? No, I don't think so, because you know, you make mistakes and you're off trail, but you learn from your mistakes. And once you get off trail, like I did in the Grand Canyon many years ago, I got off trail, so to speak, and I ended up in the hospital with dehydrated. And I mean, if that kept going, I could have died. You can die. Trust me, you can die from dehydration. Trust me, when you're in a desert environment and it's 100 degrees outside and you're not, it's not that I didn't have water with me. It's that I just didn't understand that I needed to keep drinking, and I got seriously dehydrated. And once you get dehydrated, you don't feel like drinking or eating anything. It's a horrible, horrible feeling, and you feel like your body just seizes up and can't do anything at all. That's how I felt then. And again, the analogy would be there were many, many, many years of my life that I spent dehydrated and in a serious situation that I just didn't know where I was. And I could have easily ended up in the hospital from some of the things I went through in my life. Oh my God. I mean, there was one point for many, many years not having a good relationship with my parents because I was trying my best to go with the quote unquote program that I was supposed to be in, which was horrible. I mean, we could spend hours talking about my mistakes and the things I went through. But my point is I learned how to get back on the right trail. So I want to end the show today by making sure you're on the right trail. Take some time to think about it. Even if you hate being in the woods, if you hate being in the backcountry, if you don't like national parks, if you don't like being outside hiking, it doesn't really matter. Listen to the analogy and just think about it. Are you on the right trail? Are you heading? You might not be there yet, but are you heading in the direction where you want to end up? Are you heading there? Do you know how to get there? Do you know there are going to be some detours and some obstacles and some dangers? Do you know that? Do you know how to prevent them? Do you know how to get around them? I want you to do some soul searching. I want you to just do some thinking. And when I get back to you next episode, we can talk about it more if you like. You can message me if you like. You know I'm here for you. This is why I do this. I love helping you live your best life ever. And you know, when I start the show, every show since episode one, I pretty much said this is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Have you noticed over the past many episodes, we haven't really talked about exercise as much, like how to get stronger or how to lose weight. We've talked mostly about happiness, because in all this, you know, the podcasting I'm doing and my experience with talking to you and to a lot of other people all over the world, I'm finding out now that happiness is the most important thing in our lives. So sure, I'm vegan. I don't eat any animals. I work out. I exercise. I control my weight very nicely. I believe I do. But in the end, I do believe that happiness is the most important thing. I'm going to leave you with that today. Please make sure you're on that trail. Make sure it's the right one, and make sure you have direction. I love you. I'm Dr. Dave.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.